West Midlands Trains. Guard strike to defend safety critical role. Tom Woodcock, RMT union member on the 16th of November. Senior conductors, guards, at West Midlands Trains took their first day of strike action in defense of their safety critical role. In a desperate attempt to end the dispute, management made the RMT transport union reps a last minute offer. They promised to withdraw their original plans to remove key safety responsibilities from the guard's job description and instead only remove the guard's door controls, and introduce a new system of drivers operating doors to guard signals. However, the reps unanimously rejected this, and, respecting the tremendous strike mandate from the members, told the company that the strike is on. The guards are absolutely determined to win, and can see that any downgrading of safety responsibilities is a dangerous step on a slippery slope towards driver-only operation, do, which must be resisted. This was not only demonstrated by the magnificent 89% vote for action, but also the fighting spirit on the picket lines. Socialist Party members visited pickets at Birmingham New Street, Snow Hill, Coventry, Leamington and Worcester, and it was clear that the guards are up for the fight. In a welcome move, a significant minority of drivers at some depots refused to cross the guards' picket line. This had an immediate impact on the service, and scuppered management's plans to have scab guards working the trains. This is a fantastic show of solidarity, and if this were to spread to other depots it would tip the balance of forces very quickly in the guards' favor. RMT will be striking every Saturday until the end of the year, unless the company backs down. We say, no to do, defend the role of the guard on our trains, widen the dispute, drivers should support their brothers and sisters in the senior conductor grade, renationalize the railways, and stop profiteering on the backs of vital safety critical rail workers. SWR walkouts in December. Train crews, members of the RMT union on Southwestern Railway, have also voted to go on strike for 27 days. In December, in order to stop the private rail operator imposing due. More in a future issue.